If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hatchy-do, hatchy-do, hatchy-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter,
I'd have cakes. We have no intro for this podcast, guys. We never have.
Hey, everyone, this is Ryan.
This is Ryan.
This is Spencer.
And who's that in the corner with the laptop?
This is John.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Your face is priceless.
Uh-huh. Just super cringy right now. It's going to be okay, John.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fine.
I thought this was over. I thought we were done with this.
Yeah, it's back. No, it's back.
We are not done because there's plenty more cakes to talk about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess welcome to the... When was the last time we recorded one of these?
It's been a minute.
It must have been 2020.
And yeah. It was a very kind of... loose episode. I think we just bought cakes from Publix and just ate some.
We didn't really need to talk about the cake.
Well, spoiler alert for the listener.
We had like no facts.
This episode is even less effort. We essentially did the same thing, and there was a chance that none of us would have done it. If not for me having done it, which is saying something.
What we just ate, is that even cake?
Yeah, so hey.
How is that a cake?
Do you want to really get into it? For sure. Okay, so the cake that we had, that we just had, was tiramisu. So, tiramisu.
Who's Sue and why she's tearing?
Yeah, you know, it's what T-I-R.
Shut up, John.
M-I-S-U, right? Yeah. So, tiramisu itself, you make a great point. Is it even really a cake? And the thing about tiramisu is that it's not like somebody like crafted or concocted some new kind of recipe to create it. It's sort of like they just had a bunch of shit lying around and were like, why don't we just take this and then do that to it and then put in that and then there you go. You've got a dessert.
So kind of like fruitcake?
Yeah, pretty good example.
Pretty much just clear off the kitchen table and just put all this shit in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say you've got a chiffon cake or a bundt cake or angel food cake, like some unique kind of recipe to craft the cake itself. When you have tiramisu, you're essentially looking at a layered dessert made from a thing called ladyfingers, traditionally made from a thing called ladyfingers, which are sort of like cookies. They're almost like cookies. And then you soak those cookies in coffee. And then you layer it with mascarpone cheese. Mascarpone cheese is a rich, very light, creamy kind of cheese, but almost flavorless, except for the fact that it's really fatty tasting. That is in cheesecake. So you layer all of that, and then usually you're dusting it on top with chocolate or some kind of cocoa. And there you have tiramisu. It's an exceedingly sweet dessert. Best recommend you eat it in small quantities.
You just ate a whole one.
Yeah. Well, it was admittedly, it was already a small quantity. It's not like, you know, you could get like a big slab of birthday cake, and the bread is so light and fluffy that you could just kind of eat a lot of it and not really feel the weight of it. But a tiramisu, because you're literally taking the bread, which is already practically a condensed cookie, then soaking it in coffee, and then layering it on with cheese, and then adding more chocolate on top of that. So throw it all together. It's a very dense, rich dessert. And, I mean, you guys are welcome to come down on this however you feel. I don't really think it's really that much of a cake. I think there is technically a cake component there, but it is very minimal. It is technically a cake.
Mm.
I think to meet the traditional definition of cake, the breading has to have more of a higher ratio than whatever... I want to say frosting, but basically whatever kind of decadent stuff you put on it.
Called a garnish or something.
Garnish or whatever. Yeah. I feel like the cake ingredients should be at least like more than 2/3 of that than the garnish, because then it seems like it's not a cake anymore. It's just a concoction.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a donut is more of a cake than that.
Yeah.
Because actually there is bread content. Yeah, I think I liked it the most. I already liked tiramisu before eating this. Maybe it was I've had it enough times in mm-hmm. my life that I've now kind of grown accustomed to its taste. Wes, what is your hot take on this cake?
I don't like cheese in dessert. That always seems weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, cheese isn't a dessert. It's it's cheese.
Actually.
Debatable.
Shut your...
But it's not cheese like you're eating mozzarella.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
it's like
you're
a
eating
cream
sharp cheddar.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's more of a creamy thing. Yeah.
I also don't like coffee.
Yeah.
So it was great that there was a cookie base that was nothing but coffee.
Yeah. So. What about Ladyfingers? Do you at least like cookies? That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really gooey. I was like pudding. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very good.
And I had broccoli for dinner, and so now my burps are like coffee flavored broccoli.
Oh, I think you're onto something. What do the Italians hear about this one? Des?
I am also not a fan of coffee. I don't mind cheese in my desserts. It all depends on the taste. The bitterness of coffee, I feel like no matter, like, be it coffee itself or in desserts, like, no matter how much, like, sweetness you pile in with the coffee or mix with the coffee, I still get that bitter taste at the end. So even if it's, like, sugar first, like, and then just there's supposed to be a hint of coffee, it always hits me a lot harder than other people, I think, because it's just, like, it's just so bitter. It's so, like, at first it's, like,
I think there's a lot
an
of
illusion of sweetness, and then afterwards it's just like bitter, and I don't like that at all.
To me, it's like cilantro. It's like the littlest amount of cilantro, and you instantly know it's in your dish, you know, because it has that sharp minty flavor to it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like banana. It's sort of like once banana's in the mix,
it overpowers everything.
Yeah, it cuts through everything.
Mm.
So, I mean, I am obsessed with coffee. I drink coffee like all day. I probably had 4 cups of coffee today.
Shit.
I love this shit. I can't get enough of it. So maybe that has something to do with it. But to me, that's also like, I don't eat that dessert and think of coffee, though. I think of a complex, you know, flavor profile made of all of these other things.
Maybe because I do not like coffee, that's all my brain can focus on. Because there were hints of what I thought was, Jonathan also said it too, which was caramel. Like, it tasted like there was, like, other things in there. And eventually, I could taste those things, but the first thing is just like my brain was just overwhelmed with just like coffee. Just like abort, like, we hate this, why are we doing this to ourselves?
True.
But then when you were just like, why are you being so mad at it, I was like, whoa, and I felt obligated to take a second bite, and then it was in the second bite that I was able to taste other things in it. But again, my tongue was still just like, gross coffee, and it's still on my tongue, and I'm still really sad, but
so,
like, I'm just gonna get over it.
Yeah, and I think that the thing about it is that this is also not like a traditional recipe. Like, really, anybody could slam together a bunch of stuff and have the end result be a tiramisu. You know, it doesn't need to be Ladyfingers, it could be angel food cake. You know, I saw recipes that use rum instead of coffee, and maybe you guys would have liked that. I would probably recommend you boil the rum to cook out the alcohol, but, you know.
That seems less fun.
But it would give you, yeah, I mean, it would kind of give you that same bitter flavor that, and maybe it wouldn't instantly make you think of coffee.
Man,
you know?
It's been a minute since I've been drunk. I just thought of that.
Yeah. You know, I stopped drinking.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah. Like, probably.
You're the group alcoholic. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Now what is your
probably around May. I think May of last year is when I stopped drinking, so it's been like 8 or 10 months.
How was the withdrawals?
It was totally fine. Like, I have not had a single urge to drink since stopping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, kudos.
Yeah, and not like anything big happened in my life. I just kind of got tired of it, and I stopped.
Tired of waking up in random gutters and
on
people's floors.
You kind of get used to the cycle
with a sore ass and
of alcohol being in your system. You know, because, like, it's sort of like, and maybe when I was younger, when I was in, like, my 20s and shit, I could just drink and drink and drink and, you know, not saying my head would bounce off the pillow the next day, but I would tank it. And I feel like as I've gotten older, the more I drink, the more it kind of drags into the next day. And I don't know, I just didn't kind of like that vibe. And there was a book that somebody had just recommended a book. Not that I was, like, thinking, I really need to stop drinking. It was just like, okay, I'll listen to someone explain why you shouldn't drink. And a lot of the points hit home, and it made a lot of sense, and I thought I'd give it a shot, and that's all it ended up being. Like I said, I'm just going to try it, and if I go back to drinking, it's no big deal. I don't consider myself an alcoholic or anything. Like, you know, do I truly have control over this? And I think I have command of it. Like, yeah, I really don't feel compelled to drink, so.
Now that's, we can only get you to kick that nasty coke habit.
Yeah, I'm not giving up cocaine, man. I gotta ride the rails. You don't even fucking know, man. I'm in the fucking clouds with unicorns all day.
John, how did you like the tiramisu?
Oh, it was pretty good.
John actually kind of liked it. I think that's cool.
Yeah. There was, you, of course, can taste the coffee and brings a bitterness to it. But the caramel that I was tasting, was talking about, it could also just be the cheese that you're talking about, because I mean, cheese is milk and caramel is milk mixed with sugar. So you're essentially getting two sides of one coin with that.
Yeah, to me, that did taste very much like cheesecake.
Hmm.
It felt very much like a very syrupy, kind of runny cheesecake, which, as I describe it, sounds gross, but...
Well, like Weston, it's like it was like pudding.
Yeah.
It's not like it was, you know, runny eggs or something.
Yeah. So is now the time where we go into the facts and the trivia about the tiramisu?
Sure.
Well, Des, guess where it's from.
Yes, it is from Italy. Specifically, I had it up here a second ago. Treviso. Treviso is in northeast Italy, pretty close to the border. So, not the product of, of a Mediterranean nation, but not like it came out of the ocean or nothing. Any guesses on what century produced this dessert?
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got nothing, man.
Well, you can make up a number if you want.
1523.
Yeah, it says in the century. So in that case, the 14th century?
Sure.
16th.
John?
I'm going...
You can go BC if you want, man. I ain't stopping you.
I'm going right in the middle. 15.
15. It is the product of the 20th century. The first recorded tiramisu was actually from 1968.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and again, I think that's part of it, like I was saying.
That's Italian tradition. Yeah, it's deep into their culture.
Don't let anyone tell you there's any tradition to this dessert. There ain't shit to it. Yeah, no, it's a good point. It is an Italian dish. It was made by an Italian chef. And again, I think it is very much that. He had some lady fingers, and he had some cheesecake, and he's like, I don't know, we gotta make something. You know, again, it's, what is it, necessity is the mother of invention?
Mm-hmm.
It could just be that he needed a unique dessert, and he's like, people like cheesecake, people like lady fingers, let's
people
just
like coffee.
Yeah, yeah, and,
so... Or he spilled the coffee into the lady fingers and still used them.
Yeah, he's like, Viola, like, there you go, man, that's what's up.
And we joke. We laugh, but that's like the premise of the show Chopped, which is a delightful show. Here's all this shit. Make something. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. This sounds like a huckster move on the chef's part, because he claims it was an aphrodisiac and had it distributed in Italian brothels.
Okay.
So, you know.
I mean, I do feel a little randy right now.
Yeah. You know, it'll do that to you, man. It'll get the juices flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. So what are some other fun facts? This dessert has been in space.
Mm.
It has been consumed by an astronaut named Luca Parmenato. Fun fact, in 2013.
Do you think that was just a request? Like, you could take one thing out, just, like, load the thing up with tiramisu.
It was his birthday, and I guess they do a special thing. Kind of like when you're in prison and they give you a last meal.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah, all right, that's a nice
same thing. Astronauts, here's your favorite meal.
Could you imagine, like, sitting in prison and, like, they bring you a meal? Is it my birthday? No, we're going to execute you today.
I forget what it was. This was years ago, but I saw this great list of... One of the states actually put a list of... all of the people that were executed and what their last meal request was, and then the next column was what they were actually served.
Oh, God.
So if somebody were to... I mean, for the most part, they actually did try to fulfill the requests. But it's the sort of thing where it's like... John died. No.
His last meal was tiramisu.
Yeah, his last meal was tiramisu. No, so if someone were like, I want 3 pounds of filet mignon and 6 lobster tails, They're not doing that, but they'll make them a nice ribeye, you know, and maybe give them some shrimp. You know, like, that was the sort of thing. So you couldn't go crazy, but it was a lot of people saying, like, you know, I want my mom's beef stew. And they would, you know, have his mom make the beef stew, and then they would bring it to him.
So unless, you know, he killed his mom, in which case, he's out of luck.
So, I don't know. I think isn't that a weird thing that we do that? Well, I think it's even weirder that we're executing people.
Right. I think that's, like, the key issue. It's like, maybe we shouldn't just be, like, killing people.
It's like the cigarette when they're in the firing squad, you know? It's like, well, that's shitty. Like, maybe we just don't shoot them.
It's like, I don't smoke. Well, you're gonna.
I'm gonna opt out because I'm gonna be the one person who's got an opposite opinion.
Okay,
you're pro killing people.
I think if the crime is really heinous and there's absolute proof that you did it and you show no remorse, then yes, you should die.
I think that the person, if they're guilty, and again, like you're saying, it's obvious, they can consent to being killed. I mean, who wants to live? A lot of these guys probably would just rather hang themselves in prison. You know. So I think that if they want that, then sure, just go ahead and kill him.
Man, this is great talk for a cake podcast.
We can edit this out.
You were just talking about how randy you were. Why don't you describe your erection for the listener?
Or we cannot.
I know John's a little curious.
Well, it was just like I was watching this YouTuber, and her name is Bailey Sarian, if anyone is curious, but she has like Murder Mystery Mondays, where she basically tells a story. And then she basically said that at one point in time, like, Ted Bundy had killed some people. He was in a prison. He tried to break out 3 separate times. And then during one of his escapes, he killed 4 sorority girls. He killed 2 sorority girls. He drastically injured 2, and they became disabled, but they actually lived through it.
Yeah.
And before he was finally arrested for, like, I think the 3rd or 4th time.
Yeah.
So, because he had already been trialed for murder, had we actually, I don't know, killed him, then 2 women would have been alive, 2 other women would have had fully functioning bodies. But yet, because we tend to be more empathetic than the people that we're putting in jail,
I think that's the problem now with the prison. Needs to do a better job.
We also wouldn't have that Netflix special if that was...
Yeah. No, I think 2 things. I would say 2 things to that. One, the prison is the guilty party there. They're the ones that need to keep these guys locked up. If they are truly that dangerous, for the first thing that they do when they escape is go murder more people, they need to be held in a higher security situation than that. And 2, I mean, you're talking about a guy that escaped and killed 2 people. I mean, what percentage of death row inmates are ultimately found exonerated? Like, I mean, I ask you rhetorically, I know the answer. It's about 4%. 4% of the people that have been executed by our government were ultimately found to have been innocent of the crime that they were just murdered for by our government. I think, so, and again, like, when you were saying, if they show no remorse, if the evidence is obvious...
Yes, like, it's, like, drastically, like, evident. Like, there are people who have survived, people who have definitely said that, or, like, in Ted Bundy's case, like, his teeth marks were left in a victim's buttocks.
Yeah.
Like, that's definite evidence of, like, you have done something horrible. Then, I mean, yes, like, if there's...
It wasn't that horrible.
The gluteus dental records.
Shut the fuck up. But yes, like if it's like literally within 99.9 likely of proven that they have done these heinous things, then I don't see the point in basically paying to keep them alive but also potentially risking somebody doing something stupid and being like, oh no, even though they've murdered 12 people and there's like 20 to 30 odd witnesses of this, I'm sure that they've turned over a new leaf. It's like, No. You shouldn't put the public in danger because you believe that this person potentially has, I don't know, found Jesus. Because it's just like, then what's to say that they don't immediately go out and then kill 15 more people in front of a mass crowd? Because they're just not... I believe some people are just born without any conscience or any real care of what happens to other human beings.
I'm totally okay with life sentences without parole for people that engage in ritualistic or serial killing.
Yeah, if someone theoretically finds Jesus and gets themselves right with God. Like that's okay. But I think like as a society, we should be a little bit more hard nosed. Like just because you found Jesus doesn't mean you get to leave.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it's not like your get out of jail free card.
Yeah, I'm not saying the situation we have. Well, one, again, I'm just generally opposed to the death penalty. But I think there are myriad issues with the justice system. But, yeah, interesting food for thought. I don't know. It doesn't really relate to tiramisu.
At all.
But that's what these podcasts are about, I think. We kind of go on all kinds of topics. It literally translates to pick me up or lift me up, so much like your penis gets lifted as an aphrodisiac. And I think they're talking about the coffee. Gives you kind of a wake up.
There's chocolate there.
Yeah, that as well. And chocolate is an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Yeah. So March 21st, get this, March 21st, just a couple weeks from now, is your tiramisu day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's your national day of tiramisu, so if you guys want to get on that.
We could eat more tiramisu and play Monster Hunter.
Something tells me you're not
going to. You have no idea how exciting. You can have all the tiramisu you want.
Hmm.
And that will be the start of our vacation as well.
The 31st?
Oh, I thought you said the 21st.
21st.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's not
we will not be playing Monster Hunter then. That's not out until the 26th.
No.
You tease.
I'm all excited.
It's going to be good.
Yep. I actually get to play it with somebody this time.
So who?
On my notes.
Fuck you, Packer.
That was awkward.
So that's kind of all I got on tiramisu. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did that to you guys.
No. It's fine.
Well, that was pretty good.
We need to broaden our horizon sometimes, and, you know, sometimes it'll work out for the better. Sometimes, you know, I'll just have to wash my mouth out. It's fine.
So what's the next kick?
Well, now I'm kind of curious what other cakes could have lady fingers in them that would not make me want to cry.
I think if you're, like...
Dear Google.
Probably what you would end up getting is lady fingers with icing is probably the next thing that you'd get in line. Or you'd get lady fingers that are made into they're essentially cookies, right? So you'd find other kind of cookie desserts. I mean, you could crumble...
Like a cookie cake?
Cookie cake's a thing.
Cookie cake is a thing.
I mean, if you crumble up ladyfingers, you're essentially making, like, the breading that you get on a key lime pie.
Yeah, pretty much just stick ladyfingers in something.
Go on, Wes.
Go on.
Tell us more about where the ladyfingers go. Describe in detail.
It goes in the chocolate.
Is it moist?
Yeah, I don't think in 10 years I've ever said this, but can I hear more from Wes?
So hot takes on corporal punishment, huh?
All right, that's it. That's the show, right?
That's it? Right. Well, that's the show, everybody.
Goodbye.
Babe.
I'll feed her saying. Ciao.
Ciao.
Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?